Marcus and Winston, it's Jason. How are you guys today?
Hi, Jason. How's Vancouver?
Vancouver is delightful today. It is blue. It's beautiful. You guys have been here many times. I mean, you know.
We have. We've hung out with you guys quite a lot.
Yeah, you did a secret show way back in the day when things were just starting to cook.
That was a big day.
On the street, right?
Yeah.
That was a big day for us because
And
it was the first time in North America where I had, that it kind of dawned on me that some people quite liked our band. Really liked our band. There were people there who really liked our band, and that was mind-blowing to me. And it became kind of like flash mobby, and it was amazing.
Was that sort of your first, with that moment, was it like, okay, so people like us, so maybe we should keep doing this?
Yeah, and we had it in Australia as well, to be fair, but we had it in Vancouver and in Sydney before anywhere else, which is interesting. I think we knew that people liked us in Ireland a little bit. And basically, if you can get the Irish, the Canadians, and the Aussies, then you'll be all right. Because actually, they get everywhere. you know, you go to an Irish bar in, like, Dakar in Senegal. You know, they're flipping everywhere, those guys. But yeah, that day with you guys in Vancouver was a very big day in the history of our band.
I love that. That is such a good. I love that. I'm glad you remember that. I feel like you guys should be hanging up the phone and running back to Electric Lady Studios. I read that you've got 45 songs, and now you gotta distill this baby down to however many songs it's gonna be.
Well. No, thankfully, we've already done a lot of that. We're
good.
Right at the end of the process now. We're mastering today. So currently, we're using our time to come and talk to you whilst a very kind man is mastering our record, and then we go and listen to it tonight, make our notes, sign off on it tomorrow morning, and then we send it to London, and they make a lacquer at Abbey Road for the vinyl, and then some little French man arrives at Abbey Road and rushes as fast as his little French legs will carry him to Paris to the vinyl factory. And basically, the rush is more for vinyl and physical than it is for like chucking it up on Spotify. Because as you know, you can get a song on Spotify overnight if you want to or something. But it's because we really want to release physically as well. And so the vinyl lacquer, I'd like to film our little French friend running from London to Paris because he's got to get a bit of a move on because we're
like,
right up against the deadline.
I feel like it would look like something out of the Pink Panther movies.
Exactly.
I agree. He looks like Clouseau.
Yeah.
He's got a big Macintosh.
With the clicked up stuff. So I know you're going to be touring Canada. You love, obviously, you remember Vancouver. You love Vancouver. Last time you were here, you were opening up for some band named U2. When do we get to enjoy a little bit more of you in 2019, you think?
We're announcing our shows on October the 4th, I think. And so we can talk more about it then.
Cool.
We're, again, still ironing out details, which is why we haven't been able to announce yet. But suffice to say that Canada is... I'm not just saying this because you're here, but I think it's probably top of our priority list in terms of touring. Because the Canadians have been historically probably the kindest to our band, and we feel a real sense of responsibility to show up and play because we love it as well.
We also have an added love or newfound love for Vancouver because the engineer of Delta was a BC homeboy.
Resident.
Well,
He's from BC.
Called Riley McIntyre. And he was the hero behind the scenes, making it all happen, stressing out and pouring himself into this record. So BC has a big part to play for Delta. Thank you for Riley McIntyre.
Thank you.
If his parents are listening, thank you. Thank you for little Rilo.
You're going to have to invite his parents to the show. That's cool, man.
You know what? Rilo landed an hour ago in New York to come and celebrate the last night of the record with us because he was in London and Paul Epworth called him up in the middle of the night last night and said, you should definitely be... We all decided that he should be here for the end of the record. So poor lad just landed. He's going to be knackered, but we're gonna put some ale in him and he'll be all right.
So is that a celebration then after you sign off then?
If we... No, not... if we sign up. It's not a guaranteed. But, yeah, I think tonight will be... You know, it's like we basically spent 3 years of our lives making this record,
yeah.
Writing it and demoing it and then recording it and mixing it. So it's a big deal. It's a big piece of work. And I think we're more proud of it than we are of anything we've ever done. I think bands often say that because naturally you're most excited about your latest work. But I think it's better than anything we've done. And I'm really excited for people to hear it.
I'm very excited for you guys. It was great to see you on Fallon last week, doing the Tonight Show stuff. You busked that show last week in London. How did that idea come up, and how fast did it really happen?
It was quick. We put out an announcement the morning of. It might have been the evening before. I think it was the evening before, maybe. But to a few of our fans in London, and then. Yeah, we didn't rehearse, and we didn't sound check, and we just showed up and played. We've got a wonderful crew who can advance these things for us and help us, you know, help it all run pretty smoothly. They've done it for a couple of radio sessions we've done in New York this week. We just have walked in it. It sounded amazing. They are unbelievably hardworking people and very good at their jobs. But yeah, so we didn't do a sound check, and we just rocked up and played, which is quite unusual. We normally spend a couple of hours sound checking in any venue we play at. But I think the whole thing was carried by the people who showed up. And that's sort of at the heart of our record. It's more about people than any other record we've made. Yeah. And it sounds simple, but like we just really like people.
You love
this record's about that.
I love that. And I love the fact that all of you are getting have songs on this record from the sounds of it, but also just bouncing back to that performance, the joy on those people's faces, how can you not get fueled up by that?
It was very inspiring, very enthusing, and quite encouraging as well, especially the new ones. It was really funny because we filmed a video for Guiding Light there as well, which we haven't seen a car of yet, so it might be a disaster. But there was... So we invited some fans to come down, and we taught them the words, and it was really fun. There was this girl called Ellie in the front row, and we played Guiding Light six times, you know, for the video. And she, at the end of the sixth run-through, she goes, "Do you know any other songs?" Which just made us laugh a lot. She's great, but we feel very lucky.
If we can take you out for ale or take you for sushi or do anything for you when you come to Vancouver, just name it.
Mate, thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
We really do love your city, so we're excited to come back.
And love.